Welcome to the Hacking Happy Podcast, a podcast designed to arm you with the tools and experiments that enable you to define happiness on your terms and inject more of it into each day. I'm your host, Penny Lacasso. I'm the world's first happiness hacker, and I have a bold mission. A mission to teach 10 million humans how to realize happiness on their terms by 2025. So, if you're ready to ignite your self-belief and inject more of what makes you feel good into each day, let's get started. Hello, friends, and welcome to another episode of the Hacking Happy Podcast. So today I was going to talk about abundance and how I've maintained abundance mindset, given where we are at in Melbourne with lockdowns. And I'm still going to talk about that. I'm going to side swipe the conversation because of what's going on here at the moment. And I thought I might share a little story that happened literally half an hour before I was about to record and fed into all the feels that I'm feeling at the moment and the reason why an abundance mindset is going to be even more important as we move into the future. And I'm going to give you a little opportunity at the end of this to join me in an abundance challenge for absolutely free. No signups to mailing lists or anything like that, just a registration with a phone number to join me and practice abundance for 21 days using Deepak Chopra's abundance challenge, which has been a game changer for me in a challenging time. So let's start with the story. My 11-year-old son just came through the door. We are on school holidays here in Melbourne. We're still in lockdown 6 with no end in sight. We are now the world's most locked down city with almost 8 months and 5 million people in lockdown continuously and, as I said, with no end in sight. The measures here in Melbourne, I've been silent on how I felt for a while and I've decided today that I'm not anymore. So if what I share doesn't work for you, if you have a difference of opinion, I'm completely open to hearing it. But I can't be silent anymore on what's going on here in Melbourne and how draconian the lockdown measures are. They have been stated as the strictest lockdown measures in the world. And many of the measures, like curfews, have no scientific evidence to support the fact that they actually work, which is becoming more and more frustrating given we still have curfews knowing that. So my son walked in the door a little while back, half an hour ago. He's been out in the park with his mate because it is school holidays and he was upset, which he rarely is because he and his mate had just been to KFC here in Melbourne and he was kicked out. He's 11 years old, not 12. He was kicked out because he was not wearing mask. Now, the law states that children under the age of 12 do not have to wear masks. And yet, when I rang KFC and asked them why he was kicked out and not served, they told me that they've put their own rules in place where any child that enters a store that is over 2 years of age now must wear a mask. So my question to you is this, if you are in another state and you have children under the age of 12 and you go into KFC and you are not given the same rules, please reach out and let me know because I am interested to see whether these rules are being applied in other states or again, whether it's just unique to Melbourne. Now, I am a little bit frustrated by this just because it's not just this. This week I turned 46 years of age and as I said, we're sitting here in the 6th lockdown in Melbourne. We experienced an earthquake 2 days ago. We are seeing masses of construction workers and others now protesting in the streets in Melbourne against forced vaccinations, demonstrating for freedom of choice. We are seeing the media, mainstream media, label them as neo-Nazis and extremists and violent people. And yet when I watch the live streams with over 55,000 other people following an independent journalist called The Real Rushkin, you will see that pretty much everyone there bar a couple of people are not violent whatsoever. They are average people like you and me standing up for their freedom. I am not pro-construction. I am pro-choice. I am pro-democracy. And the things that are happening here in Melbourne go against the grain of all the things that I love about this beautiful city. I am frustrated by the fact that the government is quite willing to mandate vaccinations for an industry like construction, and yet they haven't mandated for the some 320,000 public servants that are under their management, or the politicians that sit in Parliament. And I wonder why they are not being forced to vaccinate and return Parliament so that we can start to have some serious debate around what's going on here in Victoria. So it's fair to say it has been a bit of a crazy week. The last thing that's been absolutely fascinating to me this week has been that just yesterday the government told the media, the mainstream media, that there'll be no more filming of protests in the skies. So they're not allowed to go up in helicopters. They grounded all the helicopters and said that they couldn't film because it interfered with the police response and they didn't want the protesters notified, apparently by the media, of where the police were. It's blatant censorship to do that. This is a democracy. We are not in a communist country. And so fair play to the mainstream media, whilst I'm not a fan. They went back and contested that it was illegal for the government to do that. And of course, the government has flipped this morning and they are now allowed back in the skies to film how many people are actually protesting here in Melbourne, which is a lot more than what has been stated in the mainstream media. So, as I say, this is kind of a bit of a sidetracked conversation, but I'm at the point where I'm not going to be silent anymore because I just feel things that I value are so compromised. And as a mother of a child that I believe will grow up in this state, I don't want the decisions that are made today that impact democracy and freedom and choice to be precedents for what the government can do in the future and the impact that that can have on the next generation. So with all of this in mind, as I mentioned, I turned 46 on the weekend and I reflected on how I have been able to manage my mental health during this time and stay somewhat sane in what feels a bit like a crazy world. And I reflected on abundance and how I've cultivated an abundance mindset. And that reflection came off the back of the fact that a friend of mine got me onto Deepak Chopra's Abundance Challenge about 2 months ago now. I did the 21 days. I had 20 people join me, just random friends and family members. And everyone who did it said it had the same impact. So what I wanted to do today, given so many people are struggling mentally, I know here in Melbourne, I'm sure in Sydney, given their lockdown is continuing as well, and in Canberra, there's people struggling around the space because the longer these lockdowns go on, the more mentally taxing it becomes. So I thought I'd share my reflections at the age of 46 on some of the things that have helped me cultivate an abundance mindset on top of Deepak Chopra's 21-day challenge, which I'm going to share an opportunity for you to join at the end of this conversation. So here's what I came up with at 46. Lessons for cultivating an abundance mindset over 46 years. The first lesson is to remind yourself daily that you have one life and it is happening now. Secondly, abundance is a mindset. It is a choice. We can choose to focus on all the things that we are missing out on, all the things that we do not have, or we can choose to focus on what we do have, on the love and the joy and the magic we can cultivate in our life, even within restrictions. Growth is not limited by physical constraints in your environment like lockdowns. Some of the things that COVID has afforded me in lockdown to do are things that I could never have done if I was traveling the way I was pre-COVID. I've been able to do my yoga teacher training, and now I get the joy of being able to give that to other people each week as a way to reconnect with themselves and turn the noise off of what's going on. I have been able to study again. I'm doing my grad dip in psych, as I've mentioned in other episodes, and I'm absolutely loving it, and it's proving so insightful in terms of understanding what's going on at the moment in people's minds and in my own mind. Abundance mindset. Do what you can with what you have where you are at. And I steal that from a Stoic that I listened to on a podcast, and I just thought it was a beautiful reminder that we are only contained by our minds, not by our environment. Change doesn't have to occur in momentous leaps. Bite-sized changes help us to navigate uncertainty without letting fear stop us. Discipline, focus, plus intention enable progress around what matters. Kindness is one of the best ways to make yourself smile. Exercise, movement each day religiously is a beautiful way to keep us sane, to feel sane in what can seem like an insane world. Stand up for what you believe in to make it safe for others to do the same. And that is something that I have been happy to do in other spaces in the past, and now I am happy. It's been uncomfortable, and I must be honest, I've been a little bit afraid to speak out about how I'm really feeling in the current environment, and I'm saying, fuck it, no longer. I'm not going to shut up. I'm not going to be silent anymore when so much of what I'm seeing is making me sick to my stomach. Gift yourself the start of the day, and you will find yourself experiencing more joyful days. Be grateful every day for what you do have. There are so many people doing it tough at the moment. And I know for myself, whilst I have been impacted by COVID, my business has been impacted by COVID, my son's life has been impacted by COVID, his schooling, his education, his sport, we are still so much better off than so many other people. And I'm truly grateful for the fact that we have a roof over our heads, that we have food on the table, and that we are safe. This one's important. Be kind to yourself. Be kind to yourself with your internal words. Keep yourself in check. 70% of the narrative within a female's head particularly, more often than not, is negative. And I'll guarantee you, off the back of one of the assignments, which I'm going to share with you shortly in the coming weeks, off the back of what I am seeing in terms of the mental health of women and the demise of it under lockdowns, so many of us are probably turning the dial up on that 70%. So keep yourself in check. Listen to the narrative in your head. And if it is negative, challenge yourself to reframe it. What would be the opposite of saying something mean to yourself? What would the kind you look like? What would you say to a friend who you heard speaking to themselves the way you're speaking to yourself? Start being a little kinder to yourself. Find stillness in each day, even if it's only for 10 minutes. Make connections to nature a priority, even if it's just going for a walk in the park. Prioritize sleep. There's a reason why deprivation of sleep is used as a form of torture in prison camps, and so many people at the moment are suffering from disrupted or diminished sleep due to stress. Give your time to those who energize you. There is so many ways for your energy to be sucked into a void at the moment, given, you know, there's many things that you, I'm sure, would like to do that you can't. So find the people that do energize you, that lift you up, and connect with them. And the last thing I want to say is seek out the truth. Don't believe what you are fed. Don't accept the first perspective, the first opinion you are given, be it in the mainstream media or be it from government. Ask hard questions and seek to find different opinions. And don't get angry at someone because they have a different perspective, because they don't agree with you. I see so much of this at the moment where there is a polarization amongst friends that have been friends for years, where one has one perspective and the other has another when it comes to vaccinations, lockdowns, whatever it is. And friendships are being divided because people don't agree. When did healthy debate go out the window? When could we not seek to understand one another and still agree to disagree and just respect that it is healthy for us to see the world through different lenses. That's where I'm going to leave it today, my friends. As I say, it's a bit of a mixed bag, but I wanted to share what kind of key ideas and behaviors have helped me through this time. I also wanted to share what I see going on in my beautiful hometown of Melbourne and how dismayed I am by it. And lastly, I wanted to provide an invitation for anyone out there that feels down, that feels like they could use a little lift, a little bit more joy in each day. You can check it out online just through Google. Deepak Chopra, one of the great mindfulness gurus around the globe, has a free 21-day abundance challenge that anyone can run. And so I am running another one because so many people have shared with me that it would be really helpful in the context of where they're at. So if you would like to join me for the absolutely free, no strings attached, not adding you to any mailing lists or anything like that, purely you will be added to a WhatsApp group where we will share each day a meditation, a small abundance task. And also, if you want to, you can share with your peers how your abundance journey is unfolding. We will kick off on the 4th of October, and it only really takes maybe 15 minutes a day to participate in this challenge, but the impacts are profound in terms of how it will make you feel if you make the commitment. I promise you that. So I'm going to pop the link in show notes to join me if you like. You just need to register. The registration is purely for me to add you to the WhatsApp group, and the registrations close on Thursday, the 30th of September, so we can get everything set up. I would love to have you join me, and I'm going to leave it there. Happiness looks good on you, friends. Bye for now, and I'll be back with you next week.
Thanks for joining me for today's episode of the Hacking Happy podcast. If there was something that ignited a flame or sparked a thought within you from this conversation, please take a screenshot and share it on your preferred social media platform. Feel free to tag me in Hacking Happy Co or Penny Licalzo. Reviews are so important to reaching my goal of making 10 million beautiful humans just like yourself happier. So if you enjoyed your listen, please take a moment, leave a review and a rating on your preferred podcast listening platform. Until the next episode, remember, happiness looks good on you. Bye for now.